Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, my podcast to help you have more success in your life. I want to give you the tools and techniques and strategies so you too can have the courage to be seen. You know, it's been about 2 months now since here in the U.S. that we've all been in this kind of stay-at-home scenario, and a lot of states are starting to open up. And this is a stressful time. And I want to remind you that we actually talked about stress, reducing stress and minimizing stress last month. So if you didn't listen to that podcast, you can find it on my website, couragetobeseen.com. You can go to the media page there and there's a link to the podcast. It also is on whatever your favorite podcast streaming service is. You can find it there. So if you haven't listened to it and you're having a lot of stress in your life, I encourage you to check out last month's podcast. So I'm curious, you know, with the world starting to open up, everything in the United States at one stage or another, depending on where you live, is starting to open up. You know, how are you doing? Now, I'm not asking that because I'm interested in what your kind of political opinion is of, do you think we should be opening up, or what side you are on? Of, do you agree we should be opening up faster or slower? No, I'm really actually curious, you know, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Are you overwhelmed? Do you think that you should be getting more done at this time? You might be shocked when you stop and think, wow, it's been 2 months and I really haven't got anything done. Are you getting stir crazy? Are you can't wait for things to open up? Or would you rather just stay at home for a while longer? You kind of like your cocoon, your safety net. So if you haven't thought about it, you know, take some time and think about, you know, personally, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Let me give you a little kind of summary, and you know how I would answer this question about myself, that, you know, I try to embrace this time. That I think when you're going through a big bunch of change, when it's forced upon you, that you can use it as a catalyst to try to drive some improvements in your life. And so that's what I did. I started 2 months ago. I decided, you know what, if we're going to go through this, let me make some improvements that I've been wanting to do anyway, and maybe slowly, but it's kind of time to go all in. I started to eat really healthy. I started to exercise, even more so. Even though I normally would exercise, I focused on it every day. I wanted to get some exercise in. I started sleeping more. I started to not wake up from an alarm clock. I took time out each day to try to mentally unwind. And I have to admit, you know, I feel great right now. I feel grounded. I feel happy. And I know it's because I took this opportunity to really focus on my, you know, physical and mental health at this time of incredible stress and change in the world. Now, on the other hand, I have not got any big home projects done. So if that's what it, you know, a lot of people over the last 2 months got a lot done at home, that's not me. I didn't do that. I did do a little organizing here and there. But you know, that's not what I chose to work on. So for you, what have you done, you know, in this time? Or what have you not done? What do you wish you would have done? It's not over. You still have time. How are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, as you look at other people, you might be seeing, wow, they sure seem that they have it together. Or they don't seem stressed out at this time. They're just doing much better than I am. Now, the chance is they still are stressed. They really probably are feeling just as stressed out as you are. But for some reason, right, they don't seem that way. They have more resiliency. They have the skills to get through this incredible change. And that's the topic that I want to talk about today. How can you be more resilient? And why is this so important? The definition of resiliency, right, is tending to recover from or adjust easily to misfortune or change, or the capability of a strained body to recover its shape and size after deformation caused by compressive stress. Well, we've definitely been through a lot of change, and we've definitely been through a lot of stress. And so how resilient are you? Some synonyms are elastic, flexible, stretchy. Would you describe yourself as flexible? If you want to be resilient, you have to be. You know, that's why this is so important. And that's why I think this is the topic that we should discuss today. So we can, because we can talk all the time about how to reduce stress and how to try to live and minimize the stresses that you have. But to really be successful, to really get through trying times, you need to be resilient. Your level of resilience will determine how that you will cope with problems and setbacks. It'll give you the strength that you need to overcome stress and hardship. You can think of it as a mental reservoir that you have, right? You can draw on it when needed. The more resiliency you have, the more capability that you'll be able to draw there in times of need. And it doesn't matter what the challenge is. It could be job loss or financial stress that maybe we have like right now, or sickness or death. Some people fall apart when they have these challenges and stresses in their lives. And other people seem to have strength and power from within to get through them. And that's how I want you to be. I want you to build up and have the capability so you can be resilient. And so your goals and objectives and plans and dreams and desires still can be true. You can still make 2020 your best year yet. Despite all this change and challenge that we have, you can still decide how you want the overall year to be. So you can still feel stress, grief, distress, heartache. The question really is, do you have the tools and techniques and strategies to be able to have the strength to overcome and get through this time and this challenge? So over the last 2 months, I told you what I've been doing. Well, what would the opposite be? And maybe that's what you've been doing. You know, had you been eating too much? It's interesting, right? The CEO that make Oreo cookies, they said their sales are way up. And so it's one thing when people bought a lot, like right away when everyone's going home and people are buying toilet paper and purchasing a lot. They said, no, it is kept up through this whole stay at home time. So unless people, and this is a quote from him, was that unless people are building Oreo forts at home, they really are eating them. So people are gravitating towards comfort food. A lot of people, they also say alcohol sales are way up. So are you maybe drinking a little bit too much? Do you spend a lot of time watching TV? And unfortunately, in time of stress, people skip exercise when it's one of the times that they could use it the most. All these things are tools that sometimes we use at times of stress. Unfortunately, none of them really are beneficial for you. They help in the short time, and sometimes you just need that little bit of getaway. And I'm not going to say that I don't do any of them. But when it's day after day, and if they're not really helping you get to where you want to go from a long-term standpoint, they're not tools to put in your toolbox to help you. So instead, I want to give you the tools that you need so you can be more resilient. You can draw on them to get through your times of challenge. You know, I really learned these lessons many years ago. And I've drawn on them, especially in the last couple months, that I've mentioned on the podcast that I have a special needs son, but I haven't really gone into a lot of details, you know, about him. And we don't really have time in this podcast to go into everything, but let me give you just a little bit of a summary that when he was born, he spent 63 days in the NICU. Even after he was discharged from NICU and came home, he had a lot of medical issues. And we were in and out of the hospital his first few years of his life all the time. Spent a lot of time in intensive care. And I'm talking like hundreds of days in the hospital. Many times on life support. I lost count how many times that he had to be on a ventilator. You know, these were very, very challenging times for me and my family. In addition, we have another son that's 3 years older, and we did not live by our family. So we lived across the country. So me and my husband, and we know we had friends, we drew on stuff for support, but it was an incredibly challenging time that we had to learn how to get through this. And the skills I learned to really survive then are the skills that I have found myself, especially in the last couple months, you know, drawing on today. The good thing is we did survive it. You know, we did get through it. And just a couple weeks ago, we celebrated my son's 16th birthday. So yes, you know, it was very challenging his first few years, but life does get better, right? During this time, though, where he was so sick and so in and out of the hospital, you know, my husband and I, we had to make a decision how we were going to live our life. We could have put him in a bubble. We could have put my son in a bubble and tried to protect him from the world, like just kept him at home, no visitors, everything incredibly sterile and clean, and try to keep him from getting sick. That's not the life that we decided to live, though. You know, we wanted our son to live life. We realized there were some risks to that, but we decided to go forward anyway. Now, we couldn't really fly with him because he had oxygen and TPN and all of his equipment. And we had a fifth wheel trailer and we went camping a lot. So we just loaded his oxygen and all of his medical supplies into the trailer and we went camping. My son didn't grow up knowing or feeling that he had special needs, because we wanted to give him every opportunity to live his life to the fullest. And that is how you live your life, you know, resilient. That is, learning those lessons is what we are drawing on today, especially in this time of the COVID-19, because we're having to almost make kind of similar discussions of how much do we isolate our son? We don't want him to get this because we don't know what it would do to his lungs. And so, when you go through that, you can, you know, draw on this in the future. So what my challenge to you is to choose, despite everything going on, to still make 2020, you know, your best year yet. And so you may be feeling a lot of anxiety right now, and you can think of anxiety around the overestimate of danger and the underestimate of your ability to cope. So if you want to have less anxiety, you want to be more resilient, what we need to do is either to reduce your estimate of the danger or give you the tools so you can have the ability to cope. And that's what we're going to focus on. I'm going to give you a list of things that you can start working on to build your reservoir, to build that resilience that you can draw on in times that are challenging. So the first one is you need to have clear goals and direction. When you have a clear purpose to what you're doing, to your life, to your week, to your day, it's so much easier when you know what your actions should be and why. When you know and understand that purpose, when the challenges come up, it's easier to face them. It's easier to overcome. So the first thing I'm going to suggest, so you have clear goals and direction, is you need to write them down. write down what your goal is, write down the action plan, even write down what you intend, you know, the why you're taking the action, what will the outcome be. Now, when you have big goals and big actions, you really need to break them down so that way you can understand what a specific action, if you accomplish that, how it'll help you reach your goals. The more time you spend on this and write it down and have a clear plan, the easier when the challenges come up for you to stay on course, because you understand why, you understand that purpose, and it's like, oh, here's the plan. Yeah, I understand there's a challenge, but you're going to keep working towards it. If your goals aren't clear and the purpose isn't clear, it's so easy when that challenge comes, be like, it's just too hard. I don't know. I don't understand why. Your mind's going to not know why it should take that next step. So make sure, step one, have that clear goal. We talked about that, you know, at the beginning of the year, but there's no reason you can't do it today. It's May. It's as good as time as any to set goals for the year. Maybe the goals that you set just really don't apply because there's been so much change, especially if you've had a change in your job or just the outcome. You know, it's totally fine when there's a big change like this. If you need to scrap some of those goals that you originally have, maybe you could relook at them, you know, next year. If you need to set new ones, that's totally okay. But make sure you have a plan for what you want to accomplish this year. The second item to be more resilient is to focus on being optimistic. You know, I've learned in my role that I need to be optimistic. I have to be a positive thinker, that, you know, people look to me and they see if I have a negative thoughts about, you know, a project, everyone else is going to be negative about it too. But you might not realize you get to choose this. You get to choose if you want to have positive thoughts in your head or if you want to have negative thoughts. Now, if you're so used to having negative thoughts, you might not realize that you actually get to choose, or how are you going to actually fill your head with positive thoughts. But there's exercises that you can do to start working on that. There's a few things. One, you could journal. You could pick a time. Maybe it's first thing in the morning. Maybe it's right before you go to bed in the afternoon when you need a break. You could take some time, like maybe 10, 20 minutes, and just write down, you know, positive things about the day before. Keep filling it up. Like, so set a time and just work and write, you know, all the positive things you can think about, like what happened today. Another thing that you could do is you could have time throughout the day and take time to think about something positive. So maybe you come out of a meeting and you go, okay, what's three positive things that happened in that meeting? This is really good to do when something goes wrong. And actually, like, maybe you had a fight or it seemed like you got in trouble, like you didn't do very good on that project. All right, so what's something positive about it? Maybe you got some feedback that you don't like, but you actually, it will help you do better. So practice filling your head with positive thoughts about a situation. The more you do this, the more it'll become natural and you'll be looking for the positive things, you know, throughout your day. The third thing is you need to believe in your abilities. You need to trust that you'll just figure out. You don't have to know how to get to the end. You have to trust that you have the abilities that you will. As long as you keep trying, you might have failures, but you're going to just keep trying and just believe in yourself. Like I said, you don't have to know how to get to the end. You just have to take that first step and just go, okay, I'll figure out that second step after I took the first step, and just keep going and just chug away at it. But the more you believe in yourself, the easier it will be to face the challenges. The fourth item is you need to focus on what you can control. There's so much you can't control right now. Like, I can't control when my gym's going to open up. I would love to go back to CrossFit, but I can't control that. So there's no point in me focusing on it. Instead, I can focus on what exercises I can do at home. Don't waste time focusing on things that really aren't things that you can control, because there's so many things that you can control. Focus on those first. Because then maybe in the future, you know, something will change, and something that you couldn't control or have a say in the past, now you can. But for right now, you want to make sure you focus on what you can control. The fifth item is you need to embrace change. There's so much change going around us. Don't like try to stay away from it. Instead, go at it full force. Embrace it. I suggest that you practice change. You know, we get in such a rut and we don't even realize it. One thing that you can do to embrace change is when you go shopping, pick a different brand. So let's say maybe you're buying toothpaste. Don't buy the same toothpaste you always buy. Pick something different. When you're going to go to a restaurant, don't go to your favorite restaurant. Pick something you've never been to, you never heard of. When you do go out to eat, pick a dish that you've never tried. Like, force change throughout your life just for the sake of change. You know, like one time my son and I, we went to an Ethiopian restaurant. We ordered dishes. We didn't even know what they were. It was very good food. I wasn't even sure what I was eating, to be completely honest. But those bits of changes, when you do them on a regular basis, I now hardly ever like buy the same brand of shampoo twice in a row. Let's just change it up. Let's just practice, you know, getting different things. Now there's a few things, of course, you love that certain brand, but don't let that be throughout your life. Find ways to practice embracing change, just if it is buying different brands, taking a different road home. There's all kinds of things you can do, but find ways to embrace change. The sixth item is have a strong network. You need to set up your network before you need it. And this needs to include your friends. It needs to include advisors, mentors, coaches, maybe it's therapists that you might have to draw on. But I do recommend that, you know, you give first, you set up and have maintain these relationships. And then when you need them, you could actually go to them for advice. You could go to them for help and for assistance. But if you don't have the network set up in advance, it won't work, because you can't try to set up and develop trust with somebody when you're really coming from a position of need. The seventh item is so important, and it's self-care. You need to take care of yourself. This is eating, sleeping, exercising, taking time out for yourself, getting a massage, bubble bath, taking time to meditate. You can't be going full force all the time. It's like a car. You can't have the accelerator all the way down and just think you're going to continue to drive that car. You have to be practicing to live your life more at half throttle. That way, occasionally you can rev your engine, you can go, but then you have to back off. You have to give your body, your mind a break. You have to take care of yourself to be resilient, or you won't have the strength to overcome the challenges in front of you. The eighth item is problem-solving skills. And you can practice these. You can practice like by playing games. You can do games on the computer. You can practice, okay, if you have to solve something for work, don't just think of one way to solve it. Say, hey, can I think of 5 or 10 different ways to solve this? When you read about something in the newspaper and you see someone solving, you know, some problem that came up, you can say, is there any other ways I could think of to solve that? Not to second guess or to say I could do it better than them, but you need to practice solving problems. So that way, when problems come into your life, you're better at exercising those skills. The ninth item is understand the time frame. When it comes to being resilient, it's really helpful to know what kind of time are we talking about. That's one of the reasons why right now is so stressful, because we don't know the time frame. But when you don't know how long the overall time frame is, you could focus on today or this week. When my son was in the hospital, we would do that. You know, we'd focus one day at a time. And when one day at a time was too tough, we'd focus on 1 hour. And when 1 hour sometimes became too tough, we would focus on this moment. And you focus on how you get through this moment. And then the next one. And those moments turn into hours, which turn into days and weeks and years. And we just celebrated a 16th birthday. So that's how it works. So make sure you're thinking about the right time frame, and that will help you be more resilient in whatever you're trying to overcome. The 10th item is you need to take action. You can't just sit there. You have to take some action. You have to, when you start taking action, you can learn and you can adjust if need be, but you want to take that first step. You don't just wait for things to happen. You need to start taking action. Find something that you can do today. Don't do it tomorrow or next week. Find something that you can start doing today. So these items, you know, when you focus on working on them, they will build your capability to be more resilient. It's not something that you just know how to do. It's not something some people are born resilient and other ones aren't. But as you see, there's exercises that you can do. You can find out where your weaknesses are. Maybe you don't like change. So maybe you need to practice. You know, one thing I did once is I donated like 80% of my entire wardrobe. And I went out and bought new clothes. This made me, you know, embrace change. So let me just go through the list really quickly for you. Have goals and a clear direction. Be optimistic. 3, have belief in your own abilities. 4, focus on what you can control. 5, embrace change. 6, develop a strong network. 7, make sure you're taking care of your self-care. 8, practice your problem-solving skills. 9, understand the time frame of whatever issue or whatever challenge that you're trying to overcome. And 10, take action. Overall, you will be happier. And we all want to have more happiness in our lives. And if you practice these steps, they will get easier with time and you will develop your level of resilience, and the challenges that you face will become easier. Not because you won't be stressed out, not because the challenges themselves are easier, but you will have the skills and you'll be more flexible and you'll be more resilient so you can overcome them. You know, we can only be ourselves. And by embracing myself, I have learned to have the courage to be seen and develop more joy in my life. I want you to also, you know, have the courage to be seen so you can experience the joy and the success in your own life. I invite you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. There you can find more information on my coaching program, the ACES program. You also can find all my contact information. I post daily on Facebook and Instagram motivational quotes, so you can follow me on both those platforms and you can get those to help you through, you know, each day. If you enjoy this, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notification on future episodes. And thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you soon. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.